hear the sound of a mighty rushing wind.
Welcome to Issues, weekly broadcast on Spirit FM 88.3. Romans chapter 13, verse 11 to 12 says, "And that knowing the time, that now is the high time to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light." On this broadcast, Brother Eben and his team reveal supernatural visions, dreams, and prophecies with the accounts of the Bible, real testimony soundbite of heaven and hell that can affect your life eternally. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth, on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on earth. Topical areas include the reality of life, heaven and hell, the afterlife, times, and many more. This program is live every Saturday from 8 to 10 p.m. Be blessed as you are encouraged to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Around me, I see prophecies fulfilled. Signs of the times, they're appearing everywhere.
Very good evening to our listeners. This is Spirit 88.3 FM. We thank God for another Saturday. It's always a pleasure to come your way. And this program is from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm Eben, and tonight we have Brother Yao coming back from his missionary journeys, joining us tonight. We thank God for traveling messes and giving us the gifts of life to be around today and tonight. Indeed, we are in extraordinary times, and you know, I sometimes feel worried and a bit down when I look at the general Christian, I mean body of Christ, in terms of general Christians I see around, and people's perception of life, as it were, as if all is well, all is going to be well, and there's nothing behind the scenes, nothing at stake. And, you know, people are living as if, I mean, this is the world. I mean, enjoy life, you know. Oh, that's it. What's the big deal? And not knowing that things are really unfolding, things are happening. And I keep saying, the last few weeks I've been addressing some of these issues, that if there was ever a time that would pay attention to our walk with the Lord, it should be these days that we are in. If there was ever a time that we'll be more careful about how we live, it should be these are the times we should be more careful about how we live our lives. And I even feel more sad when I look at the Christian youth and the worldliness, you know. It's so hard, disheartening, because the world has virtually overtaken the Christian youth now, and there are some in my neighborhood, and I'm really praying and hoping to, I mean, try and meet them and talk about this, because you see, it's like they are Christians. They go to church on Sunday, but you see nothing Christ-like in them. Their songs, they are making noise with their songs, and not a single Christian song. You see, and recently I was chatting with my wife, we were talking about this thing. And, you know, I blame parents for some of these things, or for most of these things, because you are a parent. You see your child listening to some things, some songs which are worldly, and you don't care about it. You know, most of the songs so-called celebrities make noise about and all sing, most are sexually oriented. I mean, they don't say directly, but they use, you know, proverbial ways of addressing. So it's virtually promoting promiscuity, promoting lust. And I was telling someone that if you want to know how bad the song is, the music video gives a fair description of the type of song. So if your song, your child is listening to these songs, and now they start misbehaving and looking for girls and doing bad things, the songs are backed by spirits, and they are influencing them. So parents, please beware of the things your children watch, the things your children listen to, and when they start exhibiting them openly, know that if you don't stop it or control it and address it, you would regret it one day, because as they go deeper and deeper and deeper, one day when they have their freedom, they'll say they won't serve your God again. So I believe these are just a few things I'm starting with. Tonight, we are talking about some serious issues in the course of the week that happened. The big news is the Pfizer pharmaceutical company coming up with the virus, the vaccine for the virus, the COVID virus, and we'll talk about it and, I mean, address things from the biblical point of view. You know, when you look at the effort being put in and the statistics on the ground, and some things people are saying and some things people have said, it should cause you to ask some questions. The Great Reset, last week I read about, I mean, the letter that the Archbishop wrote to the U.S. President, which is, I mean, spot on, the things he said. I mean, the Great Reset is on. They are not hiding it again. They are working towards it. So, you see, you know, Elon Musk, the owner of Tesla car company, this week, I mean, he was blasting them. He did 4 COVID tests, I think, in a day, 2 negative, 2 positive. So, which one should he take? You know, so people ask, there's something wrong somewhere. Because how do you do 4 tests, 2 negative, 2 positive? So now are you negative or are you positive? What is your status?
Nepo.
You know, so, I mean, but we'll get into it. So, welcome to Issues of Life. This is Eben. We thank God again. Let me start with this one. Dutch Senate calls to affirm Jewish ties to Temple Mount. This is not the first time the lawmakers in Hague called on their government to vote with Israel at the UN. The Dutch Senate on Tuesday passed a motion calling for the Netherlands to vote against the UN resolutions that use only the Arabic name for the Temple Mount, thus denying the Judaism's connection to its holiest site. The motion by Senator Peter Schalk of the Christian SGP faction asks the government to vote as much as possible against UN resolutions referring to the Temple Mount using only Arabic name Al-Haram Al-Sharif, to encourage other European Union countries to do same. The Senate approved the motion with 50 in favor and 25 opposed. You know, at the UN level, it is obvious. They don't hide it. They hate Israel. They hate Israel to the core, and, you know, always pushing resolutions against Israel in various ways. But, well, it doesn't change the fact that Israel is still God's chosen nation. The government is eradicating churches. This is in China. Chinese churches shut down or repurposed into factories and propaganda centers. The Chinese Communism Party is talking. Okay, no, the CPP, the Chinese Communism Party, is taking drastic action against church venues in order to prevent Christians from meeting and holding services. According to Bitter Winter, a magazine on religious freedom and human rights in China, local governments have called for the demolition or the repurposing of churches into entertainment venues, factories, as well as propaganda centers for the CPP. Over 70 Protestant venues were shut down in 2019 in the Jiangsu province's prefecture-level cities of Liang, Gungang, and Sukuyan. And then in August, at a meeting of the Three Self Church directors in Baolu, a town in Liang Gungang's Guangnan County, Town officials stated that churches that were left empty by members congregating in other venues must be rented or sold. The government is eradicating churches, the church director lamented. Bitter Winter reports that some churches had already been sold prior to the meeting in August. One church, which had been unused since shutting down in June of last year, was rented out on August 25th. Another church in Shengzhuang Church, was sold on July 20th for about $3,000. We didn't have a chance to save our church, a congregation member recalled. A resident from Sichuan City's Xinjiang County told Bitter Winter that a shutdown Threshold Church was converted into memorial hall for Chinese revolutionary heroes. You know, the persecution is on in China, and this current leader is really taking it to another level. Previous times, yes, it was on, but now it's moved to another level. And, well, but, you know, the interesting thing with this persecution is the more the persecution goes on and the harder it comes, the stronger the church becomes. That's one interesting thing about persecution. And all through history, political leaders never seem to learn that the more you kill them, the stronger they become. The more you torture them, the stronger they become. The more you try to eradicate them, the bigger they become, and they expand and it increases. So it's like you virtually have to realize that you can't do anything about it. I remember one of the persecution reports, persecution books, not Fox's, is that Fox's book of Martyrs or no, one of those books I was reading some time back, where it got to one community. I mean, when they started persecuting them, a whole lot of Christians marched to the king that we've come, kill us. And it's like they've come. So now that they are running away, they have come. So do what you want to do with them. And the king or the leader in that, you realize this one, those people, they are something else. I mean, because, I mean, ideally, people who, if you are killing, they were supposed to go into hiding, and they are rather coming out. We've come. Do what you want to do with us. I won't pay heaven or court until the end. And you know, so it's one interesting thing when it comes to church history. Persecution never kills the church, because if it had, there would be no Christianity today for us to also be part of. So that's one of the things the Chinese government is refusing to learn. Mm-hmm. Then Chinese evangelists detained and prevented from sharing the gospel. Just mere moments before Chinese evangelist Ran Yunfei could begin an online seminar on Christianity and Chinese culture, the Chinese Communist Party police station forced him to come into a police station for interrogation, according to Christian Post reports. The webinar was forced to play a recorded video as police detained Yunfei until 11 p.m. Quote, if you understand that being in chains is sharing the gospel, not only with the people who talk to you, but also the many who watch you, then we should feel joyful for entering the police station multiple times, unquote.
Kindly read it.
Let me repeat.
This is deep.
Let me repeat. It says, quote, if you understand that being in chains is sharing the gospel, into brackets, not only with the people who talk to you, but also the many who watch you, bracket closed, then we should feel joyful for entering the police station multiple times. Unquote.
Hallelujah. Father, grant us the strength.
That means anytime the police, they put the handcuff on him,
it's part of
full
it.
Of joy. He doesn't see it as, you know, and this is the mindset.
This is Christianity.
The Christians in the Christianity. East. And that's why we keep talking about the Christians in the East. Their mindset is different from Christians in the West, largely. The difference is so obvious. So pastors and people, I mean Christian workers and all, pastors and all, who get encounters or go to the East and have interactions with them they realize that we are joking. We are joking in the East, the West here, we in Africa, and then the larger, Europe and the US and all that. You know, because we realize Christians in the East have a certain attitude. And this attitude is that's the foundation they grow in. So it's like you become a Christian, you are told this is what you subscribe to. So it's like it's just like someone who enlists to be a soldier. You know, you get to the military, the first day, they were coming alone and all. Recently I was watching the US Marines, their training session, but they've summarized it into about 15 minutes. So the 22 weeks or so, summarizing 15, but from the fair welcoming and through, shaving your hair to the welcome and until the graduation. But you realize at the time they are graduating, all of them smiles.
Happy.
So you realize, the pain, the endurance, the suffering, all that they go through, at the end of it, purifies them, refines them. You know, when I watched, there was one part that said they are taking the civilian out of you. So they are breaking you down. This thing. You see, they are breaking you from a civilian into, they are molding you into a new human being.
That's it.
To make you a military person. Now, as Christians, we are also soldiers for the Lord, Christ. Soldiers of Christ. You see, so we should now also, some time back, I was doing an analysis of the military as we know it, soldiers as we know it, versus the Bible description of soldiers as we should be. And you realize it's parallel. It's virtually the same thing.
Yeah.
It's virtually the same thing. So when that mindset is in you, that you see, so when you talk to a soldier, you meet a soldier, you interact with a soldier, their perception of life is different from the civilian's perception of life.
Yeah.
How they approach things is different. How, and that's how, as Christians, we should see ourselves. Unfortunately, we are not trained that way. It's like we are groomed as dadaba in the born again, and it's like we are pampered and we grow in the Lord, and the luxury, so called dadaba Christianity, is what we are exposed to. But there in the East, you watch some of the Chinese Christian movies and you realize, children, they are all used to it. As you are in the house church, then you hear siren, then they hide the Bibles under chairs, under beds, and always. So that's how they know following Christ to be. It's a difficult thing.
Struggle.
And you are told that you can die for it. You are told that you can go to prison for it. So look at what this man is saying. That means he's been arrested many times.
Several.
And he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's not ready to stop. With this person saying this, that means if you arrest him 1,000 times, he will go and come. He will go and come. Then we have, according to International Christian Concern, Yun Fei is a democracy activist in addition to an evangelist. He was summoned on November 4th, 2020, right before he was about to give a live online seminar that was entitled Christianity in the Chinese Culture. He was set to teach as part of the online series titled the Gospel during the pandemic. So they didn't want to teach the gospel, how to evangelize and all that. But they are not giving up. They are going on, and despite the abuse and all that is happening, they are growing stronger. Okay, let's get into some of the absurd, mind-boggling news. Today I saw a top dictionary, which I believe we all know, Oxford Dictionary. Hey, this world. The Oxford Dictionary has changed the definitions for, you can guess, man and woman. There we go. The publishers of Oxford English Dictionary have just modified the definition of dozens of words in this latest book, including woman and man, in an effort to cater to LGBTQ inclusives. The report states that the new definition for woman is now described as person's wife, girlfriend, or lover, as opposed to only a man's wife.
A dream. Matrom wish him. Delegate. No, delegate.
Why so persons, anything goes. Whether the Q or delegate. The I or the any X for xylophone or anything that fits as a person can be.
Yeah, beam.
So there's no limit.
Delegate.
Then goes on to say that okay, then the girlfriend or lover as opposed to the only a man's. Then woman was previously defined in the dictionary as man's wife, girlfriend or lover. But this has now been changed to persons. This comes as the Oxford Dictionary previously made changes to several definitions after a gender diversity review, according to the newspaper. The report states that a petition was presented that led to the changes of definitions being made to the dictionary as they were deemed sexist. And then the petition garnered signatures of over 30,000 people. A man, quote unquote man, is now described by the dictionary as a person's husband, boyfriend, or male lover. A spokesman for Oxford University Press, the dictionary's publisher, told The Telegraph, quote, "We have undertaken an extensive review of the dictionary and thesaurus entries and usage examples for woman and for many related terms. We have expanded the dictionary coverage of woman with more examples and idiomatic phrases which depict women in a positive and active manner. We have ensured that offensive synonyms or senses are clearly labeled as such and only included where we have evidence of real-world usage." There's something wrong with the generational.
The educational system belongs to Satan. So for sure.
This generation is going off at a very fast rate.
It's going to get worse. Oh, yeah. It? As the entire systems of the world belong to him. So as and when he wants to pull any strings,
He
does it. So now, if dictionary have defined it this way, if you go to school, persons, and they ask you the definition for a man or a husband or a wife, it means when you write the correct thing, they're going to get it wrong. So that's why the systems, the Lord, a time is coming, we need to be getting out of their systems. That's all.
Okay. Washington schools to teach comprehensive sex education after referendum votes. Voters in Washington state have just approved a referendum that upholds a bill that will require public schools across the state to teach comprehensive sexual health education to students multiple times throughout their K-12 education, according to a report from the Christian Post. Last year, the way we registered this thing in Ghana. Hey. Well, voters were asked in the referendum 90 bill whether or not they wanted to repeal Senate Bill 539, which was passed by the Senate legislature and signed by governor earlier this year. According to Christian Post, this bill will require schools across the state to implement comprehensive sexual health education to students in grade 6 through 12 by the start of 2021 to 2022 school year and expand the curriculum to kindergarten KG through fifth grade for 2022 to 2023 school year.
Mama.
So by 2022, KG will be taught comprehensive sexuality education. Come on. KG. What does KG? KG is not trying to even now pronounce alphabets. You know, it's so sickening. But that's the word they did a referendum during the recent, last week's. They added, you know, normally during the US election, various cities and towns, they can add referendums to the main election. So the larger population agreed that they should teach this to their children. You see, this is a reflection of the general population, how depraved the adults are. Because if you have right-thinking adults, they will oppose it. So to have a majority say that, yes, teach our children this, that means simply in Funangasa.
Imagine you have said it.
See, the society is just going off the cliff. where immorality and everything evil is just over the bar now. It's like there's no conscience in the larger populace of the world now, where good is bad, bad is good. People don't see anything wrong with something that ideally the whole everybody should have just frowned on. Now people don't see anything wrong with it.
It's normal.
And you talk about it and it's like, where are you coming from? I mean, over you, this is nothing. It's so serious. You know, you realize, I talk to friends in the US and sometimes you realize genuinely some just wish they can just leave and come home. I'm saying, well, my mom, bread.
What are you still doing there?
What the hell?
They will be there till they start this compulsory vaccination. That will be your end. Why don't you leave and come home?
No, the whole thing is, you know that the system is just not good for your children. It's just not good for your children. And now, in some places, they are also trying to make it illegal to do homeschooling.
That is it.
Okay, for now, COVID, so it's online schooling at home, so that's acceptable. But, I mean, for you not subscribing to the main schooling, they're making it an offense.
When they make it an offense, the best they will do is they will take that child away. Now, that child's blood will not be on your head because you did your best. But if you say, because they've made it a crime, I also succumb to it, God will ask you. So take it, they take the child from you, that will be between them and God. That one you don't have. But if you allow and you fall for their system, then it means you are doomed. It's like being a teacher. And now you are a Christian teacher, and they brought a new syllabus. You cannot say he or she. Now, you get it. Or man or woman, what are you going to do? Will you go according to the curricula they are going to bring to teach, get your pay, salary, and eat? Or you will stand with the Lord and you will be sacked? When we talk about persecution, this is how it's going to start. Will you stand for the Lord? Or are you going to, because of the money, because of remuneration, because of other things, you're going to stand for the world? The battle line has been drawn.
Oh, yeah, it's coming.
Hmm.
According to Parents for Safe Schools, quote, the materials that will be used to meet the new state standards will include graphic sexual subject matter. Graphic subject matter. Taught at a very young age. Unquote. However, many school districts wouldn't have to change all that much of their sexual education curriculums to be in line with the bill's requirements. And students will not be taught about sex before fourth grade, according to the report from this spokesman. You see, when they started, they will try to tell you, oh, this will not be part, this will not be part. But when they start, even this lockdown that we're doing, the online schooling in US, there was one school where the district passed a law or a rule that parents should not come and watch what their children are being taught online.
Look at this.
And some parents started resisting. That means, what are you teaching my child?
You don't want
that
me to see.
The parent, I cannot see what is being taught.
We cannot depend on the systems of the world. Get prepared to get off. And that is how you're going to suffer to make heaven. If you want to continue to be on your system and ensure they will spoil your child for you, spoil you yourself and send you to hell, it will be better. You stand for Christ.
This headline says, Joe Biden planning to reverse Trump's pro-life policies by executive orders. Former Vice President Joe Biden has vowed to roll back a number of President Donald Trump's executive orders and dismantle the administration's pro-life policies should he take office next year. While the official results of the 2020 election remain uncertain, Biden has been declared a winner by several media outlets. His team has already unveiled the Biden administration agenda, which includes a section on early executive actions. The former vice president's agenda would reverse some of Trump's administration's pro-life initiatives. According to the document, Biden will reverse Trump's action on abortion and reproductive health care, including reversing the Mexico City policy, restoring funding to Planned Parenthood and contraceptive coverage under the ACA. The Mexico City policy, first signed into law by President Ronald Reagan, requires foreign non-governmental organizations to promise not to perform or actively promote abortion as a method of family planning using U.S. taxpayer dollars. Okay, more babies to be killed if he comes. The next one says, I like this one. I am a faithful defender of life. Guatemala's president prohibits Planned Parenthood from operating in the country.
Hallelujah.
Last week, the president of Guatemala issued a statement after Guatemala's Interior Ministry rescinded a previous agreement that would have allowed Planned Parenthood to operate in the country. Quote, I recognize life from its conception, and therefore, in my government, I will not tolerate any movement that violates what is provided in our political constitution of the republic, that goes against the values with which I was raised, and that conflicts with my principles as a doctor, unquote. Guatemalan President Dr. Alejandro Giammattari said on Monday in a statement, quote, I'm a faithful defender of life, and I am emphatic in stating that I will not endorse in my government the creation, registration, or startup of any organization that goes against life, unquote.
At least we have one. Mm-hmm. May the Lord help him.
Yeah.
And reveal a lot to him, protect him. That's it.
You know, there was a research that was done a few years ago. I saw it somewhere last year, last 2 years, where scientists were able to use technology to see that at the time of conception, there's a spark of light. We were able to detect that there's a spark of light at the time of conception.
Reverend, let me just read the scripture.
Psalms?
For us. Not even sense. Let's read Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, 1:5.
Jeremiah chapter 1. Let's read verse 5. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. When we talk about conception, mm-hmm. This is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. Let me just read it. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. This is God. He said, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest out of the womb, I sanctified thee and ordained thee to be a prophet of the nation. Before you were formed. So life begins before you are formed. Let's look at somebody like Samson. Samson, the prophecy came before Samson was conceived. Heard of John the Baptist? The prophecy came before he was conceived. What about our Lord and God Savior Jesus? That was 700 years earlier by Isaiah.
Many prophecies. Many.
I'm just starting even from Isaiah. Mm-hmm. From Isaiah to the time of the birth of Jesus was 700 years. So before a person is conceived in the stomach, every information about the person is known of God. So if you try to hinder any of this or to cause any harm to any of these prophecies, then for sure, you're going to have a big problem with God. That is why any form of trying to stop those children from coming on earth, you have a problem with God. You better repent, I better repent.
Okay. All right, let's continue. Okay. Then Massachusetts lawmakers seek to legalize abortion up to birth. By adding it to the state budget. Up to birth. So that means a fully grown 9 month old baby
can be aborted.
Can be killed.
When
you see the word aborted, killed. A companion bills aimed at allowing abortion up until the moment of birth continue to be stalled. Massachusetts lawmakers are now working to insert an amendment into the state budget that would accomplish the same goal. State Representative Clara Cronin and co-chair of the Joint Committee on the Judiciary filed Amendment 759, which would be added to the annual budget bill. The leadership of both houses in MA General Court have spoken out in favor of the amendment, which is similar to the Roe Act that failed. And then quote says, following last week's joint statement with the Senate President Speaker, in which we have expressed concern over the threat to women's reproductive rights on a national level, it's urgent that the House takes up an immediate measure to remove barriers to women's reproductive health. You see, this is the word they use to describe abortion, women's reproductive health.
Reproductive.
A nice word to make it look like it's a healthy and a good thing. And so to provide, I mean, to protect the concepts enshrined in the Roe versus Wade case, the state speaker said in a statement on Monday. And you see, for those who don't understand this bill well, when they say up to full term like this, that means even
a day when, before.
No, the day. When the woman is even giving birth.
And says, I don't want this child.
And says, no, this baby cry, no, I want to abort it. So at the time of giving birth, if the woman decides that now I want to abort it, the baby that I'm giving birth to, I want it to be aborted, that baby can still be killed. That's how evil this whole thing is. And it's not only MA, Massachusetts that has it, New York also has it, and a few other states. You know, the society has become evil to the point where their conscience doesn't prick them again.
In these societies, we have so-called men, women of God saying America will be great again. Great. We wait to see how great they will be.
How things will go. Mm. Then we have the next one that says Justice Alito, that's one of the Supreme Court justices in the U.S., decries COVID overreach and disturbing trend against religious liberty. He has really said something that is really serious and is the truth. Many state governments imposed COVID-19 restrictions, lack of concern for First Amendment freedoms. The U.S. Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito said in a Thursday Zoom speech to a Federalist Society. Although laws that allow governors latitude in a response to emergencies can sometimes be appropriate, such laws should not overrule the First Amendment's religious liberty protections, according to him. Quote, the pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty, unquote. It is an indisputable statement of fact. We have never seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020. Unquote. Governors show they don't respect First Amendment freedoms when they end COVID-19 restrictions for other businesses before churches, he said. The state of Nevada limited churches to 50 attendees whilst allowing bars, casinos, restaurants, and indoor amusement parks to remain open. Although a majority of the Supreme Court ruled in July that Nevada's governor could do so, Alito said the U.S. Constitution obviously didn't support that ruling. In this case and others like it, public officials have treated freedom of religion as a second-class right, Alito said. In other cases, the government wants nuns to buy contraception, force Christian pharmacists to provide abortion drugs, and takes Christian bakers to court when they refuse to bake cakes to celebrate same-sex marriage. And then goes on to say that during the COVID-19 pandemic, government attacks on religious freedom have become more common, he added. And this is not only the U.S. In other countries, Australia, in Europe, it's widespread.
Reverend, and look at this. In our country, who are the people celebrating our lawmakers? Is it not the church, the leadership of the church?
Yeah.
They are those clapping hands for our politicians. So if you go clapping for our politicians, for the laws they've made, why do you come back crying? This is why we have the problem. They are rather celebrating them. So if you celebrate them and they are making rules, what then do you have to? So it's them. Now, even in Ghana, which people are enforcing nose masks more than the church?
The entire country.
Look at it.
The church is world
enforcing it, enforcing protocols.
Yeah.
I will give a message. They are enforcing it more than even unbelievers.
And yet, the church is rather seen as the one that is a threat to the system.
And that's it. Because you are clapping for them and you are enforcing it. So continue. Once you fall in, you continue to fall that way.
Then this next headline says it. Government restrictions on religion worldwide set record high in annual Pew study.
Thank you.
Newly released data from ongoing Pew Research Center study shows that government restrictions on religion around the world have risen to a record level amid increases in government restrictions on religion in Asia and Pacific countries, most notably. The non-partisan polling organization published on Tuesday results from its 11th annual study of restrictions on religion. The series of annual reports are part of the Pew Templeton Global Religious Futures Project and analyze the extent that societies worldwide infringe on religious beliefs and practices. The most recent data available is from 2018 through a study that rates 198 countries and territories by the levels of government restrictions on religion and also the levels of social hostilities towards religion in those countries. All the studies over the last decade plus have been based on the same 10-point index. In 2018, the global median level of government restrictions on religion, that is, laws, policies, and actions by officials that impinge on religious beliefs and practices, continue to climb, reaching an all-time high since Pew Research Center began tracking these trends in 2007, the authors of the new report wrote. The report was authored by Pew Research Associate Samira Majunda and Pew Director of Religion Research Virginia Villa. The study's Government Restrictions Index, GRI, measures laws, policies, and actions that restrict religious beliefs and practices. The GRI features 20 measures of restrictions that include anything from efforts by governments to ban particular faiths to prohibiting conversion and providing preferential treatment to one or more religious groups. Pew researchers combed through more than 12 publicly available and widely cited sources of information, such as the U.S. State Department's annual reports on international religious freedom, as well as annual reports from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. And then also researchers referred to reports from several European and United Nations bodies. They also combed through reports from several independent and non-governmental organizations. And you know, the reports are not good. In 2007, the first year of the study, the global median score on the government restrictions index was 1.8, the report adds. After some fluctuation in the early years, the median score has risen steadily since 2011 and now stands at 2.9 for 2018, the most recent full year for which the data is available. The authors contend that the increase in government restrictions globally reflects a variety of events and trends, including a rise from 2017 to 2018 in the number of governments using force to coerce religious groups. Uses of force include things like detentions and physical abuse. Pew found that 28% of countries, that's 56 countries, have high or very high government restrictions on religion. According to the study, 25 countries with high or very high government restrictions on religion are in the Asia-Pacific region, meaning that half of the countries in the region have high or very high levels of government restrictions on religion. In the Middle East and North Africa, 90% of the countries in the region, that's 18, have high or very high levels of government restrictions on religion. Out of the five regions examined in the study, the Middle East and North Africa continue to have the highest median level of government restrictions in 2018. That's 6.2 out of 10, the study found. However, Asia and Pacific had the largest increase in the median government restriction score, rising from 3.8 in 2017 to 4.4 in 2018, partly because a greater number of governments in the region used force against religious groups, including property damage, detention, displacement, abuse, and killings. The data found that 62% of countries, that's 31 out of 50, in Asia and Pacific, experienced government use of force related to religion. The tally of 31 is up from 26 in 2017. You know, and this shows the Chinese reports, the Indian ones you have been talking about, they are all parts of, and this is even up to 2018, no? So just imagine the ones I've been talking about this year alone. I mean, I'm sure by the time we get the 2020 report, then that one they will be hitting 9.8/10 because this year has been very brutal for some countries, really, really serious for some countries. Okay, now let's get into some closer things like COVID and matters arising. Ticketmaster in the US, Ticketmaster to verify COVID vaccination status of fans before issuing concert tickets when the vaccine is available. An experimental vaccine for COVID-19 continues to make progress. The concert industry is preparing for a potential return to live events in coming months. Ticketmaster is working on a plan to use smartphones to verify whether customers have been vaccinated or tested for coronavirus, according to the billboard. While the plan is still in the early phases, billboard reports the process would involve fans using Ticketmaster's app in partnership with medical information firms and vaccine and testing distributors. Upon buying a ticket, fans would be required to either verify their vaccination status or prove they have tested negative for coronavirus within 72 hours prior to concert dates. Regional health authorities will determine the length of coverage for any tests. Concert keke wo ko hisi ni kra na ye require no require COVID testing or COVID vaccine.
You know, they know many people love concert. They love soccer. They love entertainment. So everything you love, that is going to be the bit.
It will start from there.
Everything you love.
Actually, number one will be travel. That's for travel. Bill Gates said that travel certificate. Even now, look at Ghana. In most countries, you require a PCI test, PCR or PCI, whatever, test before 72 hours prior to coming to the country. So if now that there's no vaccine, you need to come with a certificate to show that you've been tested. Then ask yourself, what if there's a vaccine? That means mandatory, you have to take that. Just like yellow fever vaccine that we take before you travel. Therefore, the yellow card thing. That's what is going to happen. So you should have a travel certificate that shows you've been, you have a vaccination for COVID before you can fly through any airport. So we are getting there. So eventually, that means, you know, for Europe and the US, they will start there most likely first. After is it Kafo first before? They will start there. You know, Europe has ordered 300 million doses of the vaccine already. Pfizer, the Pfizer's 300 million. That means for the whole Europe. You know, this week, one lady, one listener of virus in Ireland, she says she's considering coming to Ghana. Because you see, now the reality of these things are getting closer than, you know, talking about it is one thing, but now beginning to see that the thing we are getting somewhere.
This evening, I told a woman in Switzerland, she spoke to me, somebody in Switzerland, somebody also in UK, I asked them, I told them, if you sit down and this compulsory vaccination begins, that is
you can't fly again, you are off.
That is the end.
We can't go into you. We can't go into you. Hey, Charlie, serious. Okay. We have Gates Foundation pours another $70 million into pushing COVID-19 vaccines on third world countries as safety and efficacy questions remain. $70 million.
Another. Listen to the English. Another.
Do you know how much
they are spent? Something have been pumped in.
Is it somewhere August or July? He has spent pushed already 300 million. You know, he's invested.
You think he's Father Christmas?
He just loves the world.
Okay.
He loves the world.
Daddy love.
He loves us. So he's like, he said, you know, a good Samaritan. Like a little doctor.
Little doctor. He makes me poor rich man.
This man, he's not a good Samaritan, no. He knows they are doing business. It's investments that will yield dividends eventually. Ultimately, there's an agenda. You know, when you say these things, people think, I mean, conspiracy theories and, you know, speculations and all.
Brethren, I will read something from him today. We will read.
You know, the issue is this. That's why last week I was very happy when that bishop wrote that letter. Because you see, when some people from some quarters say some of these things, then you realize that it's no longer a joke. Because, you know, a caliber of such a person writing that letter, open letter to the U.S. president, carries a lot of weight.
Yes, sir.
And the things he addressed in them, virtually I've said almost most of it on this program. Because this great reset, I mean, at the World Economic Forum, I mean, he stated all these things in there. And the truth, they are not even hiding it all. These are, I mean, it's not that a secret that, like, no one knows about it. They say it in speeches. They have speeches where you can make references to the World Economic Forum, the MasterCard, from the MasterCard CEO, I mean, Prince Charles, all the things they've been saying. You can chronicle all their statements and you put everything together. And it's clear that the agenda is obviously what they are working on. You see, the great reset is the thing the world has messed up. So they have to reset the world to a new position. By so doing, actually, they've said it in some instances that the COVID presents the perfect opportunity to reset the world. So they don't want to miss this opportunity. So me, I was telling some people that when the COVID go down, it will resurrect again.
They go raise up.
It has to be sustained to the point where they can achieve their aim. Oh yeah, I mean, so when the COVID goes to even zero or one, it will come up again because by all means the thing should let's be logical. Say COVID, if I could do zero or one, can you justify a vaccine?
Debbie, so it must
I mean, if it goes to zero or one, even when it went to 300 and whatever, people even stop putting, I mean, it's as if there's nothing again. Until recently, we just heard of cases again, and now people are beginning to...
Papa said that. Papa be catching up.
You see, so... So... Now, people are becoming a bit serious again. But even still, there's carelessness all over them. Last week, I was at a funeral. We were only two, a friend of mine. When we got there from the car, we were only two holding our nose mask. No one had a nose mask anywhere.
I thought very normal with them. No one.
So it's like, I mean, people just don't care about nose mask again. So, but the issue is some people want the thing to be alive till they achieve their ultimate global aim. And that's the whole thing. So they need to reset the world through their policies. The reset means the world economy will be reset. The world political system will be reset. All these things where, and it fits exactly into the new world order we've been talking about. And sometimes they even use the same words. They don't even hide it. They say it's the new world order that you've heard. And some say it's a conspiracy theory. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's a reality that people are working on. People are investing millions of dollars into it. And you think they love the world for them to just take hard-earned money, millions of dollars, just to push into the world system so that they can destroy things and then achieve their ultimate aim of resetting. They have a purpose for doing these things. So we as Christians, it just falls in line with our Bible. And that's why I keep saying that this is the time to get into the Bible deeper. This is the time to know your word. This is the time to know your God. This is the time to have a relationship with God. This is the time to be a Christian, not just a pseudo part-time lukewarm. This is the time to be a serious and a serious, serious Christian. The days of Motro Mojo Christianity should be over. Now, if you're a Christian, you should be a Christian. Because... You see, we've gotten to the point where, you know, I see jokes and comedy people writing, you know, 2020. I mean, 2020, kind of years now, 2021, now we think it's going to be better. Okay, so Bill Gates says, billionaire, I like the way this one, this is Russia Today, the report that I'm reading. Billionaire vaccine evangelist.
He's a billionaire.
I like the way they wrote it too.
He's a vaccine evangelist. He's evangelizing for vaccines.
He's a billionaire vaccine evangelist. Bill and Melinda Gates. Melinda Gates have topped off the global efforts to roll out a shot against the novel coronavirus, as some question the vague clinical trial results of the Gates-funded Pfizer jab. The couple's foundation will pour $70 million US more into the vaccine development and distribution effort, they announced on Thursday in a press release, adding that Melinda Gates would make the official statement during the Paris Peace Forum. The pair have earmarked $50 million for COVAX, an international effort to ensure that low and middle income, that 92 low and middle income countries, okay, by all means Ghana, we are part of the 92, have access to the experimental jabs, and $20 million for the Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness, which is supposed to jumpstart the development for an additional slate of promising vaccine candidates. Despite stamping relentlessly for a shot against the novel coronavirus over the past 9 months and revealing he hopes to inject all 7 billion humans on Earth.
When you mean from?
Microsoft's founder Bill Gates appears to have shifted his attention from the current crop of vaccine candidates to the next, arguing the second generation jabs will have greater potential for large-scale manufacturability, temperature stability, and low-cost production. So his aim is, even this current one, is the first one. They are going to do a second one, which he hopes that one will be better. Okay? As for this experiment, I remember one of his speeches or statements or interviews he gave somewhere where he mentioned that there's a possibility that about 700,000 people in the world may die from vaccines like this, because one out of every 10,000, or that's a 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 10,000 or something, can react due to comorbidities and other factors and all pregnancy and all that. So that is it. The whole issue is, some believe that this whole thing is being rushed. And that's, it's not the belief, that's the fact. It's being rushed because vaccine clinical trials and all takes time to, especially if you are going to go this large scale and all that. But, you know, time is not on their side, as they believe. And they are doing everything to push this thing out. You know, for instance, in Australia, they had a bill on bio whatever, and recently the Biosecurity Act, in 2015, they've amended the act during when this COVID came, where in the act it states, for instance, that when you, let me read portions of the act for people to see how some countries are taking this thing very serious. See the Biodiversity Act 2015, Chapter 2, Managing Biosecurity Risk, Human Health, Part 3, Managing Risks to Human Health, and then on and on and on. Then at the point where it says that a person who fails to comply with the biosecurity measure that the person is required to comply with may commit an offense, and then you know the penalty, 5 years in imprisonment or 300 penalty units, and the penalty unit is $222. So per their bill, if you refuse to take the vaccine, they have the vaccine and you refuse to take it, you can go to prison for 5 years or pay $66,600. $66,600 for refusing to take a vaccine when it becomes available. That tells you that it's far serious. They see it as a far great, something very big. If it's not a big thing, why are they seeing it as a big thing? You see, so clearly, this is just one country and various countries. You know, Ghana, we also have our law that has been passed, though. But no one is using that law for now. Asemba, it will be revived and then they can activate it. You know, so this whole thing, for now, it will look like, oh, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? But when, let's say, you give someone money to buy drugs for the children, and they say you give the person the drugs or the medicine for the children. Now you can instruct the person that ensure that they take the drug, force them if the need be, and that parents would comply because He couldn't buy the drug. Someone has bought the medicine for him. And so that person insisting that you force your children to take the medicine, he will do it. That's exactly what is going to happen. We are not paying for it. It's being bought and paid for by Dr. Gates. And now they will call the shots on countries that they buy this thing for. They just have to send a message to our sister, our leaders, that ensure that every citizen takes this thing. When they issue that message, what will be done? Won't the police and the military come in? Already in some countries, they started looking at how to draft the military to help with the distribution. You see, when you hear some things, you know that we are entering into another zone. When you hear that the military is being drafted
key. Our other big countries are drafting in military
to distribute.
I saw a video of UK coming to ask you whether you want to test for COVID. You have one health person and two military people in uniform following the person.
You know, when countries are taking it to this level, I should tell you that there's something more to it that you are not being told. Yeah. But the least we can do is what? To prepare spiritually, to prepare psychologically, to prepare emotionally, to prepare our minds, and prepare our families and our children for the times ahead. We are in very uncertain times, no doubt about it. But we serve a God that also guides and leads us. I'll be back after this song by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir. One of my favorite songs indeed, Lead Me, Lord.
Okay, so when I go in there for judgment, I need how many points to get into heaven?
1,000.
Should be, no problem. I was a good husband, how many points do you think I'll get for that?
Oh, 2.
2? Well, how much for being a doctor now? I saved lives.
3 points.
That's it? What about the time I ran into that burning house to save a kitten?
That was good.
And?
2 points.
But I could have died.
2 points.
I banked a lot on that stupid cat.
I'm sorry.
So to get into heaven, I need...
1,000 points.
And I have...
7. It's time for you to go in now.
No, wait a minute. I'm a pretty good fellow. If all I get is 7 points, how does anyone get into heaven?
They don't take the test.
What? Now, why not?
Because they know they don't meet God's standards.
Then how do they get into heaven?
They've asked Jesus to take the test for them. They get in on his score, not theirs.
Are you putting your faith in what you can do or accomplish? Or are you putting your faith in God? Another message from Lifeline Productions, the comic strip of radio, at lifelinepro.com.
All right. Welcome back to Issues of Life. This is Eben. I'm the studio brother, Yao Redu. It's hard to take the first step when I don't know the way. And each turn is so uncertain. And that's exactly the times we find ourselves in the world now. So much uncertainty. We don't know where we are headed, what is coming next year. I mean, no one knows. I learned to walk by faith. But you gave me a promise that you will never leave. You lead and guide me. Lord, I do believe. Lead me, Lord, I will follow. Lead me, Lord, I will go. You have called me, I will answer. Lead me, Lord, I will go. Your plans for me are perfect. I never need to fear. For though at times I feel alone, I know that you are near. My heart just longs to follow. I am willing to obey. Take my hand and lead me. I will follow all the way. You have called me. I will answer. Lead me, Lord. I will go. And that's a beautiful song and prayer. Indeed, we are in uncertain times and uncertain days. And as the uncertainty increases, especially as the year is drawing to a close, psychologically, I know some are going to start feeling agitated and feel uncomfortable as the year is drawing to a close. The fears and the memories of the current year and the fear as to what is coming next year, what is ahead and all that. You know, we can only hope and trust in God. I mean, we can't trust in a system. We can't trust in our political systems. We can't trust in our governance systems. We can't trust in our human systems. It is God that we can trust in. And I believe as you get into this last part of the year, people will be saying things that, I mean, is going to scare you, and you're going to hear things that will put, you know, so much doubt in you. And perhaps the year hasn't been, I mean, so good, so many issues, ups and downs and all that, and the fear of, are things going to get worse in the times ahead and all that. As Christians, we have to channel our hope and channel our trust in God and put our trust in God. That's the only hope that we can be fully, establish. We can fully establish ourselves in that we know will not fail us, because all other systems will fail. All other systems will fail. I mean, imagine last year, December into this year, you know, the vision people had, the plans people had for the year, you know, great ideas, year of this, year of that, and all. And then, behold, the year starts, and then it becomes something else. And it doesn't mean God is not God. God still remains God. So in the midst of the changes, in the midst of the uncertainties, in the midst of the situations that you feel things are going wayward, or things are not going your way, things are going off, you can trust in God. And that is the best thing we can do. You know, these are the times, as I've been saying, that we need to strengthen our relationship with God more than ever before. We need to strengthen, you know, we have different levels of friendships. You know, there are some friends, casual friends, hello, hi. There are people I see, I smile, I greet them, but some of you, I don't even know their names. But every day in the morning when I'm going for walk or jogging, when I see that the people who greet me, I greet them. I don't know their names. But we greet always every morning, but I don't know them by name. There are some people I know by name, I can call. There are some I know at another level where I call them, we chat. There are some I talk to, we can sit and talk for a longer period. There are some you can even go and visit. There are some you think about them when you've not seen for a while, you call and check on them, send them a message. Oh, I mean, you traveled. How are you back? It's all well. I mean, you have levels of relationships. See, but the stronger the relationship, the better the communication and the better the trust. We should ensure that we push our relationship with God to the best level available that we can. And not be satisfied at whichever level we find ourselves with him. Because we never know God enough. We can never know God enough. There is always room to know him more. There is always room to love him more. There is always room to obey him more. So we should be determined to push ourselves up all the time. You know, it's just like, you know, going to the gym where lifting weights, various weights, you start with this. You want to target that, no, the next time, okay, within a month, I'm going to get into this other weight. I'm going to move higher. You keep setting your targets at higher levels. We should do same at the spiritual level, where we target ourselves that we are going to grow in the Lord. We are going to have a better communication with him, wait on him the more. You know, we should move. I was saying this, I think, 4 or 5 weeks or so ago. We should move beyond the 5 minutes and 10 minutes prayers every morning into just a few, 1 or 2 verses in the morning. We should move beyond these things into better times with the Lord. You know, assess yourself. Assess your times. Assess your schedules. Genuinely, there are some people whose schedules is that in the morning you can't have quality time with God. It's not a sin. But ensure that then after work, you compensate for it. Because if your schedule is the way that you have to leave early and the busy morning, children up and down, so you can't concentrate and do a good time, have a good time with the Lord, then shift it into the latter part of the day, in the evening. Sometimes you have to pay a price. Then you have to, take something off to pay that price to achieve what you want to achieve. You know, we should strive. We should make way for a better relationship with God in the times ahead, especially with the uncertainties around us. We must ensure that we are getting right with God. Okay. All right. So, yeah, as I said, major discussion this evening is on the Pfizer announcement that they made this week that they've found a vaccine which is 90% efficient, 90%. 10% of people, that means 10% of people who take it to not be effective for them. Hey, but 10% is bigger. But well, 90% is bigger for them. So that's their main advantage that they say they have 90% effective. And countries have started making orders. As I said, Europe has placed orders for about 300 million, whatever, named whether vials or whatever. Jobs, whatever. But 300 million, that's for 300 million people. Orders have been made for those in Europe. For you in Europe listening, we are getting closer to a time of decision making, whether you are going to receive a vaccine or not, this vaccine or not. Whatever is in a vaccine, they know, we don't know. And the issue of vaccine per se is not a sin. We've taken yellow fever vaccine, we have polio vaccine for our children. Vaccines have been around for years and all. But the reason why this one is raising red flags, and we are not the ones raising these red flags, it's been raised by other people in the system, other countries and all. The reason why red flags are being raised is the rush into the vaccine. That's one. And then two, the fact that per the numbers involved in this disease in terms of death and those affected is far less than other bigger, quote unquote, bigger diseases killing more people, for which the world hasn't really made effort to chase vaccines for those ones. So the question is, why this? The reason too is, this is one disease which has virtually affected the entire world. And it's been a possibility to control the world system, as it were, where at a point in time, more than half of the world was on lockdown in various parts of the world. You know, it's been one disease which has shown that it's possible to control people. And actually, some believe that a lot of the lockdown activities and all in some countries were measures to study human behavior and human reactions to all these things. And some thought it was a social engineering action activity that was going on with these lockdowns and all that in various parts of the world. Locking down church, how the church will react. I mean, various things. But more so, when you have some prominent voices trying to link the vaccine to not receiving some services, that becomes the main problem that should let us see it as no. Then there's something behind the scenes. Because when you have people saying that without the vaccine, people should not be allowed to travel, without the vaccine, people should not be allowed to get employment, without the vaccine, people should not be allowed to get services, without the vaccine, people should not be allowed to go to school, then it's beginning to tell you that something is not too right about it. And obviously, when things like this come, and then you look at statements where it's been said by these same big people in various ways that it's time to also identify the world. ID 2020, as they call it. ID, identifying the world. So that means then if people get vaccinated, you should be able to identify that this person has been vaccinated. This person has an ID that shows he's been vaccinated. But to make it effective in our modern world of computerization, it should be digitized. So having a digital ID that is linked to your vaccination status of the virus, and without it, you can't do this, that. Then we are getting to levels where some parallels are lining up with the Bible, where it says, without this, you can't buy or sell. You see, these are things that should cause people to ask questions. And, you know, when you look at the posture, I read Australia's law, for instance, where refusal to take this can land you in prison for 5 years. And, you know, yeah, what have Ghana's own cry forgotten? You know, it's... Yes. So look at Australia's own 5 years and up to $66,600 if you see, because the law, you see, they made the law that it's a biosecurity law and it's subject to amendment. So it's just the same as Ghana's own. They can amend it, they can add this. So far as it fits into the general blanket, it covers it. So, I mean, various countries have been talking tough regarding if refusal to take the vaccine, and all that. So it's not as simple as it looks. And yeah, explain something. So let's start from there and then we'll get into it further.
Good evening to each and everyone doing the listening. A reason why this is very much necessary for you, Ghanaian, I believe I have some about 20, 30 minutes. So let me just link it to the Ghanaian. I wouldn't have to go wasting my time on the world. Ghana, we are part of the world. You know, there have been much hula value about this vaccine. Why? As Brevin said, vaccines have come and gone. Why is it that there is much talk, a lot of noise about this vaccine?
Efforts.
Then you should get to know this is not just a normal vaccine. No. This is not just a normal vaccine. Because vaccines have been coming, a lot of them. But particular with this one, it seems a lot of noise is being made about it. Then you should get to know that it's not just normal. Now, in Ghana, since maxing, if you don't wear mask, it's not a legality, it's a law. As Brevin said, the law is there.
But just that it is not being applied. But if the police, the military, security agencies decide they want to apply the law. And remember, we're talking about COVID-19 protocols. The vaccine will definitely be a protocol.
Mm-hmm.
This is what is going to happen. Now, no mask, no entry. Is it not a protocol? So if no mask, no entry, who is there dreaming that when the vaccines come, you are going to be allowed to do what you want? No. Come on, mask.
No vaccine.
If you don't know the amount to pay for mask, listen to this. I snapshot this from Graphic. Graphic is national. It says, failing to wear face mask can land you 10 years imprisonment or 60,000 Ghana cedis fine or both. And I read a little. It says, henceforth, people who fail to wear face masks in public will be committing an offense that carries a prison sentence of 4 to 10 years or a fine of 12,000 to 60,000 Ghana cedis or both. Common masks. And if we talk about COVID-19 protocols, the mask is one of them.
Yeah.
Definitely the vaccine coming is going to be one.
Senior brother.
So if even the junior brother, mask, can go for 4 to 10 years or 12,000 to 60,000, that is 120 million to 600 odd million, or both, just for mass. How much more? Vaccines. And you know what makes this issue, and this that I just read, this one that I just read, it was dated 18th of July. Now, let's say this, as we speak, I want to make this thing local. On the 15th of May, 2020, 15th of May,
yeah.
This is a tweet from our president, Nana Akufo-Addo. And I read, together with other global leaders, mm-hmm. I have signed at UNA's public letter on a people's vaccine for COVID-19. It is important that all people everywhere must have access to the COVID vaccine when one becomes available.
Once
the vaccine has not even come,
they signed.
We don't even know the component. Our president, not him alone, worldwide, they went to sign. What is so much important about this vaccine? Mm-hmm. We did not know even the component.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to sign. And he said, it must be a purpose vaccine. That is 15 May 2020 at 1:02 p.m. He put it there on Twitter. You can go to check. Yeah. And immediately he finished, the UNS, they also came thanking him for what he has put in there. So this vaccine we're talking about has been signed for by our president.
Already.
So if it is going to be part of the protocols in Ghana, what do you think is going to happen? Dear church, now you see the protocols, no mask, no entry. It's going to be no vaccine, no entry. And this vaccine is a special vaccine. Have you crushed, have you prayed to the Lord about it? Do you know what is inside there? When I get some time, I will try and play some small things for you to listen. And now, it was not that one alone. That one was in May. Let's come to September. This one is Ghanaian Times. September, that is September 24th, 2020. This is Ghanaian Times, the cover, front page. President virtual address to the 75th UN General Assembly. COVID-19 vaccine must be for all, President.
For all.
So this thing we're talking about is not like Ghana is not included. Our president outside. And it doesn't matter whether he wins or not, this is going to stand. None of the politicians, NDC, MPP, CPP, GCPP, DPP, they are all for the same.
Oh.
Their hands have been tied.
Oh, yeah.
This is a worldwide event.
Oh, but the medicine has been paid for by somebody.
That is it.
So you have to just apply it.
This is what is happening. So This thing we're talking about is not like it is very far away that you're going to say, oh, it's not coming. No. Our president has signed. The vaccines are coming. And surely to be part of the COVID-19 protocols. And since the church is now clapping for our politicians for the COVID-19 protocol, then definitely you're going to clap for the vaccine which is coming.
Let me cut you. A friend was telling me another... I'm sure maybe she's even listening. But another friend, a friend of hers, was telling me about it. The church she used to attend in the U.S.
Okay.
When they announced the vaccine has come, the pastor was dancing in celebration.
You know, it's sad when people don't know the word of God. This is where ignorance comes in. Now listen to 1 Timothy 5, 1 to 3. But of the times and of the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For ye yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. First, that is the coming of Christ. Now listen to this. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them. You see, when the world begins to tell you peace and safety, these verses, what are they talking about? Is it not safety and peace? And this is the warning we were warned in the word of God. Now, when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come. They will tell you this person is going to bring peace and safety. It's going to bring destruction. This is what the Bible is saying. Now, when Brethren was talking, he talked, let's link it to the Bible. Revelation. Revelation chapter 13. Revelation chapter 13. Let's read from verse 16. Revelation chapter 13. Now, if we don't know, a prototype of the mark of the beast is already happening. Mm-hmm. Without the marks, you cannot go to bank. Without the marks, you cannot go to school. Without the marks, you cannot go to court. Without the marks, you cannot go to hospital.
Shopping mall.
I went to the shopping mall today. Yes, without the marks. Now listen. Revelation chapter 13. Things are happening right before our eyes and we are not seeing it. Majority of us, because we believe rapture will come first, which is a lie. This is our problem. Until you change that wrong doctrine that rapture will come before great tribulation, you can never understand anything happening now.
Thank you.
This is the key. The Lord said, I should warn you, all of us, until we change. We change that wrong doctrine that rapture will come before great tribulation. There is no way you will ever understand anything happening. Majority of you, you know. Now you are confused. You yourself, the man of God and the woman of God, you know you are confused. Because you look at the things happening and you see that no, it's great tribulation.
Yeah.
But you are taught that rapture will come first. So now, majority of you, you are confused. And now different spirits are ministering and talking to you. Rise up and turn that, change that. If not, you will continue going down the drain. Listen to what the Bible said. Revelation chapter 13. If we will not be here, why will God want to give us this?
Thank you.
If the children of God will not be here at that time, why will God warn us about this? He said, and he, and that. From 16, Revelation 13 from 16. And he calls all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand. I don't even know where they are going to put the vaccine. I don't know whether it will be right or it will be left. I don't know. When you read some of the, but is it Revelation chapter 20 verse 4? He talks about hands. He didn't specify whether right or left.
Mm-hmm.
So don't put your mind only on this one where he said right. Revelation 20 verse 4, he talked about hands.
Yeah.
Now let's continue. He said to receive a mark in your right hand or in your forehead. And now, you see, Reverend, the thermometer gun, do they check it at your back? The thermometer gun that they said they are using to check COVID, do they check it under your knee? How are they checking it? Have we thought about your forehead? Have we thought about this? You know, it is clandestine. Now, listen. He said, and that no man might buy nor sell, save them
Now without the marks, you cannot go to bank. Is it not the mark? But that is just prelims. The Lord is telling us the original one is coming.
Yeah.
Why the marks will not send you to hell? No. But this is just a prelim to what is coming. He said you cannot sell. He said you cannot sell without the mark. Then he said the name of the beast or the number. You cannot sell. You cannot buy. Save them which have the mark and the name of the beast or the number of his name. You cannot buy and sell. And now without marks, you cannot buy and sell. But this is just a prototype. The original one is coming. Without a vessel, if without marks, you cannot go to bank. Is that when vessel will come? You see, when the marks was coming, listen to this. Our president and our leaders, they didn't just force it. No. He started advising. Oh, please wear the mask to protect. Yeah. Please wear.
Encourage.
Oh, from encouragement now, they put in the law. The bill. Then the bill became an act. It became a law. And now they attach penalty to it. It is the same format the vaccine is going to take.
We encourage Ghanaians, go
yes,
and take.
Yes, they will encourage us first.
Go and take. Go and
encouraging take. Through one or two of the State of the Nation addresses.
Mm-hmm.
Then from there, you say, okay, the way it is rising, I need to do something. I'm giving a deadline.
By
now, by then, they will bring in the law. And the laws will apply.
All governments.
At that time.
All governments.
All governments, worldwide. Now, you cannot now go into any government organization without wearing the marks.
No, if you're a government worker, you got it.
You cannot.
Oh.
How do you see the police report? If you are getting not them, listen. So therefore, if you are getting immigration, prison, if you are getting, these are the people who will take it first. Because frontliners, they believe my backbone, the one who comes after me, is a policewoman. The husband is a policeman. I told them 2 years ago, this job, if you people don't find your way out, you work for the Antichrist. That is it. There is nothing you can do. Because you must take it first. Then you can enforce it.
Yeah. The same as nurses and
the nurses and the doctors.
The health workers.
Then the banks. Yeah. You people must be first. You must take it before you can enforce it. We're not scaring anybody. But this is the reality. We are going to lose every right you have as a child of God. You lose every property. Take it or leave it. I'm not scaring you, but I wouldn't give you 3 years. I said, you will lose every property. You will choose between your property. I did a message, is it about two or three? And I saw six, getting to 6 months. The Lord said, do a message, tell them, be ready to lose your salvation or lose all your properties. You will choose between your properties and your salvation. Because now, when the COVID comes, and you say you didn't take it, your child have gone to take it, what do you think will happen? Your child is afraid of you because the way they are going to hype it. Mm-hmm. Are you seeing now because media have gone low and are not hyping it? Many people are not afraid. Mm-hmm. Let the media begin to hype it. The media is one of the estates of the Satan.
Oh, yeah.
Media is one of the key things that the Antichrist is going to use. Immediately they start to publicize you, fear will enter you. And immediately fear enters you, that is all.
And some key people start dying.
You hear the news, this one have died, died of this, this one have died, died of this, this one have died, died of this. This is all they're going to do. My dear brother, my dear sister, let me tell you this. Man of God, we're not scaring you. But this is the reality. This is what is going to happen. Either you like it or not. Our president has said already. Mm-hmm. That's our father. There is nothing we can do. He's the head of this country. But there is something you can do. Now let me ask you. A whole person. Vaccine we hear that when you are injected, let's use common sense, it's going to protect you. You cannot get the disease again. So if I'm here, I'm taking the vaccine and I'll be protected. Why should I be afraid of bribing? It truly is working. If truly that vaccine is working in you, why is it that you are taking the vaccine but is now afraid to come close to bribing? Then it means the vaccine cannot work. So why are they not forcing other people? If you are protected, it means you wouldn't get it. I am going to die my death. What's your problem? Why must you take me to prison for that? No, the prison they are sending you to, I don't know human beings there.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it that that place there, they said they are going to camp you there? Would they release all the prisoners there? No. When COVID came, we were making Machula Baru. How many prisoners got it? When
Such place is much enclosed than prisons. But did you hear of some? Now, listen, let's start thinking. We've been playing into some kind of game, and that's how it's going to be. Nobody can stop it. Don't pray to stop this. It will come.
That's why you don't pray.
Don't pray to stop it. But rather pray to get sense to survive.
Yeah, pray for wisdom.
Wisdom to survive. That is all.
Let me read. Sorry for cutting. The Revelation 13, the last verse, is very critical.
Here is wisdom.
Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man. And see, underline, number of a man. The number of man is 6.
That's it.
So 600, 666. So 666. So you see, unfortunately, rapture movies have created a very wrong perception of you'll be seeing 666 on people's forehead or on people's right hand as the mark of the beast. It is not going to be so.
Right.
If it was that simple to see and identify and decipher that this is the 666, we would not need wisdom to understand it. No, people should listen to this.
He said, you need here is wisdom.
So that means it's not something that
it's
you
not something
see
very plain that
666. There will be no 666 written anywhere. It's going to be a system, a man system. So why the Bible is clear here? Here is wisdom. It's the number of a man. So it's going to be a man system. And this is where now the Holy Spirit has to guide the church.
And got this. It's compulsory. Mm-hmm. Reverend, can you open the line? Let me play something. This is USC. They interview a certain old man.
Mm-hmm.
And listen to what the old man said. Let's see if we can get it.
Put it very clearly. Okay. You have no constitutional right to endanger the public and spread the disease, even if you disagree. You have no right not to be vaccinated. You have no right not to wear a mask. You have no right to open up your business.
Wait, can I stop you?
No right not
to be vaccinated? Meaning if they decide you have to be vaccinated, we have to be vaccinated?
Absolutely. And if you refuse to be vaccinated, the state has the power to literally take you to a doctor's office and plunge a needle into your arm. If the vaccination
Where is that in the Constitution?
To prevent, if the vaccination is designed to prevent the spreading disease. If the vaccination is only to prevent a disease that you will get, for example, if there's a disease that will kill you, you have the right to refuse that, but you have no right to refuse to be vaccinated against a contagious disease. Public health, the police power of the Constitution, gives the state the power to compel that, and there are cases in the United States Supreme Court.
Not to say you will not be vaccinated. This is USA. He said you have no right to say that you're not going to be vaccinated. And I got a certain message again from a man from Italy. He was speaking in Italian language. And the Italian language, they were writing the English. So while you speak the English, you speak the Italian language, I'll read the English for you so that you listen. He also came back after saying everything. He went, he said, you wouldn't have any right. He said, a time is coming, you cannot move out of your house. You cannot board the train. You cannot do anything. It's coming. Without it. Because it's going to be part of the protocols.
Mm-hmm.
The vaccine is going to be part of the protocols. Now, let's listen to what this man had to say.
Ma questo documento che io vi sto per leggere dovete non solo
He said, this message I'm about to share with you. Nobody will share. But take note of it.
Atto. The
media,
television, la politica,
politics are never going to release what I'm about to tell you.
Italians,
attention, now it's Ghana, attention.
COVID
means certificate of identification of vaccination with artificial
vaccinazione con intelligenza artificiale. E 19 è l'anno
And 19 is the year in which it was created.
COVID-19
COVID
non
is
è
not the name
del virus. Virus.
COVID-19 is the name of pay attention.
Ma il nome del piano
it's rather the name of the international plan
e la riduzione
for the control and reduction of populations
che si è sviluppato
which has been developed over the last decade
ed è stato lanciato nel 2020. Ciò che reattiva il virus
say, what reactivates the virus is the immune ground in which it finds itself weakened by former vaccination.
Quello che intendono iniettarci
say, what they intend to inject to us is going to be the most terrible vaccines of all.
È una vera discesa
it is literally descent into hell
con l'obiettivo di un massiccio spopolamento
with the aim
di
of a massive depopulation over 80% of the population.
Non fare i test.
Do not
I
take
test
the
non
test.
Sono affidabili.
The tests are not
l'ho
reliable.
Sempre detto e lo ribadisco.
I have always
lo
said
affermano
it.
I produttori
say, just like
del
many test,
test
producers also
nessuno
affirm
dei test
none of
è in
the
grado
tests
di
are able to actually
virus
detect the SARS-CoV-2 virus.
Ma solo
he said they only detect the infinity of small harmless viruses or
cellulari che fanno naturalmente parte del nostro microbio.
Which are naturally already part of the microbacteria. The people tested will increasingly appear positive in the test.
Circa il 90%. E questo è l'obiettivo e per questo
this
motivo
is their goal,
che hanno
and this is why they started testing the process with children. That is in Italy. On May 11th, no television, no newspaper
giornale,
or Italian Berlusconi
nessuna
broadcast.
Televisione sia italiana che quelli di Berlusconi hanno detto che
announced that in France mass testing was being imposed in all schools.
In tutte le scuole. 700
there was about 700,000 tests
nessuno
every week.
Purtroppo
however nobody notizia. Unfortunately broke this news
quindi una volta
so once your child gets screened
è stato sottoposto a screening si forzerà
the whole family and all immediate contacts will be forced
immediati a essere sottoposti a screening attenzione italiane ascoltate
pay attention Italians,
non ascoltare i ciarlatani.
Do not listen to the charlatans and the ignorant who reject the truth.
Vi ricordo che
I remind
siamo
you that we are not sick.
Siamo solo
we are on the contrary just healthy careers. Having the virus does not necessarily mean that you are sick. You are healthy and fine.
Ma appariranno attenzione positivi.
But everyone will still appear pay attention positive in the test. In fact, they make you repeat the test 2 to 3 times. All public facility employees, especially in the healthcare sector, and they need to obtain. You see, all they need to obtain. Is this
fai credere che è malato.
Make everybody believe
essere
they are sick.
Positivi
being positive means being
essere etichettati come dannosi attenzione italiani
pay attention Italians
rifiutare il rilevamento
is a refusing the detection of the virus is the only key to avoiding being vaccinated
una volta vaccinati saremo tutti
once vaccinated, we will all be severely sick and weakened, and we will certainly be led
l'unica soluzione per salvare
the
la
only
nostra
one
umanità,
solution to save our humanity, but above all, to save us
Italians, e far capire
is to make people truly understand that they should not be tested.
Non mettetevi alla prova.
He said, do not get yourself tested. Do not give them what they lack of. He said, do not fall into their trap.
Io vi sto dicendo questo.
I am telling you this because at least you won't be able to say you have
not
been
stati avvertiti. COVID-19
means program of mass
sterminio di massa. Non fare i test
don't
è
get
l'unico
yourself
modo
tested.
Per salvarsi
is the only way
in televisione questi
on television,
bastardi
bastards,
non lo dicono
don't and won't ever tell you this truth all politicians behave completely
dishonestly eppure
Nevertheless, the health deputy minister that's in Italy is himself a doctor.
Collega, deve solo e soltanto.
He said, colleague, you must only be deceived. He said, most non-vaccinated people will cease to exist for society.
Non sarà in grado di viaggiare.
He said, you will not be able to travel without a vaccine. You will not be able to go to the cinema. Or future, you will not be able to leave.
Non potranno mai uscire di casa.
This is already happening in some
in alcune città della Cina. E la Spagna è
Spain is one of the main test diver countries along with Argentina
e ai paesi
and the Latin countries.
Tutto è già stato attivato in
everything
tutte le aziende
and activated
e
in companies
per
and
la
the media for mass
di massa.
Vaccination.
Io
I will prefer death,
la morte,
absolutely,
ma
not
non la vaccinazione. Vi saluto.
I salute you. Brethren, and look at the face of this man. This man is an old man and he's a medical doctor.
Oh, yeah, he looks experienced.
So if such a person should... So listen to this. It's coming. We cannot stop it. The only way you can do is to know the information and know what to do. Yeah. Don't ignorantly go in. The same way today our churches are those upholding the no mask, no entry. They are the people that are going to uphold the vaccination. Because there will be lockdown. They will tell you if you want church to go on. Then you have to go in for the vaccine. So our pastors, because of the auditorium, the basilicas, because of the investment they have made in the church and the church buildings, they will not be able to leave it, majority of them. So because of that, they and their wives and their husbands and their children will go and their leaders for the vaccine. After going for it, they will tell you it is nothing. Come.
Our doors are open.
Our doors are open. So the churches, they will tell you, come and give them the vaccination so that we can have church. And then you'll be told that if you want to have normal community again, then you need to take the vaccine.
But that's what Bill Gates have been
but
saying.
But this vaccine, as we're talking about, now, let's listen to this African man also said about some, let's see, we have, how many time do we have? This is about some 2 minutes. Let's see. Okay, let's see this.
Excuse me, those sending messages, 0244-638-757. 0244, well, quite a number of messages already. 0244-638-757, SMS and WhatsApp. Yeah.
Reverend, kindly open the...
Okay.
The
current vaccine that they are trying to develop for this particular COVID-19 infection is not the typical vaccines that we are used to. The typical vaccines that we are used to, okay, are... They take a virus and weaken that virus and pump it into a person's body to stimulate an immune reaction so that the body develops antibodies against that weakened virus. So next time that person gets exposed to the real virus, the body already knows how to fight it. That is the principle of vaccination. But this particular vaccine that they are trying to develop is not that type of vaccine that we are used to. None like it has ever been developed in the whole world and used in humans. None. This is the first time they are trying to develop this type of vaccine. It is called the mRNA/DNA nucleic vaccine. That is the vaccine that they are developing now. mRNA/DNA nucleic vaccine. And that particular vaccine, this is what is happening. Okay, it has never been approved for human use as a new vaccine. Now, what they do is they take the genetic material of the virus, not a weakened virus now. They take the genes of the COVID-19 virus and inject it into the human body to fuse with your human gene. So that is, in my view, scientifically speaking, that is genetic modification.
Thank you.
They are trying to create human GMOs, genetically modified organisms. This new type of vaccine, it has never been approved for human use. There was a trial that was done in veterinary animals, you know, to see how it works, and it was a disaster. And so it was banned. Now it is the same vaccine that is untested, that is about to be administered. And the worrisome part of it is that they are also striving to make it mandatory for everybody. If you don't get that vaccine, you can't get to certain places, you can't do certain things, you can't travel to certain places, you may not be able to get visas to certain countries and all of those things. Now, the mandatoriness of that vaccination is a violation of our human rights. That
and brethren, to talk about mandatory, God, when even God created Adam and Eve, did he force them in the garden? He never forced them. In Genesis chapter 2, read from 9 to 17. God did not force Adam and Eve. He showed them what is good and what is bad.
Free will.
And said free will. So why is it that verses over the years, it has been free will, free will, free will, free will. Why is it that this verse is yet to come? But they are propagating that everybody must get it. People. This is where we, at least, let's use common sense.
People.
Yellow fever, others, vaccines will come. But now, with this particular disease, there are many laws making it that if you don't take the vaccine, it will become a crime. Why is it that? There is something working.
And Yao, the question is, the number of people who have died from this disease compared to other diseases. I mean,
why didn't they make those vaccines?
This is no match to
so they should definitely sing some sense. There is something.
Something
sinister. And let me read this. Papa, how do we call it? Evangelist vaccines. Evangelist vaccine. Let's read. Bill Gates. Listen to this. This man have a deep up. I have the video, but is that today with up? They have been talking about depopulating the earth. The F is much. And Bill Gates is one of them. Recently, our vice president shot a video with him that he had a meeting, Zoom meeting. And he shared it. We were not there. He shared it. So once we've seen it, so if our vice president is having a meeting with such a person, do you think what is it? Listen to 2019. By then, COVID had not come. 2019, that is 19 December 2019.
I was going to look for it.
19 December 2019, listen to this. This is Bill Gates on Twitter. Bill Gates, December 2019. But then, COVID had not come. Listen to him. What's next for our foundation? I am particularly excited about what the next year could mean for one of the best buys in global health vaccines. How did he know that in the year 2020,
vaccine is going to be a big deal?
Somebody who have a depopulation agenda. And now, as Raven read, this month's foundation said, I've put $70 million
for the poor countries.
And you think this is going to help us? As the doctor said, I prefer to die. If I'm to go to prison, I'm to live in the bush. Whatever I have to do for the vaccine, I know I will not be forced. They won't force you. The reason why they won't force you, they want to corner you.
Yeah.
No job, no money, no transport, no business. Yeah. No, that is what they will use to force you. But they will never force you and give it to you because they know it must be a free will. Yeah. So that you cannot go to God and say, I was forced. So they won't force you to give you, but they will put you in a tight corner, me and you, the system. Screw it until we have nothing to do. But for me, I prefer to die. I prefer to go hungry. I prefer to sleep in the street. I prefer to go to prison. I prefer to run to the bushes than to take any vaccine. I prefer to die now and go and meet my Jesus than to take any vaccine. This vaccine, the mRNA, when you go to check, they are saying it has aborted baby fetus. Aborted baby fetus. So what is this going to do? Your DNA is going to be changed. And immediately that DNA is changed. And listen, don't trust any of the president. God willing, next week, Donald Trump's message and Biden, all of them, all the president, they all have been talking about vaccines. They are all playing their part. Don't be deceived by any of them. If we have anybody to look up to, look up to Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yeah.
Reverend, trust.
Yeah, quite some messages. Please, the Italian one, forward to me. And how big is the video? Someone is asking for it.
No, okay, I will check it. Okay,
okay, Frank. All right, yeah, so that's Frank. And then this one is asking, this one too is saying, okay, I don't understand. From my time of birth till now,
I've never seen vaccination against yellow. Okay, yeah, yellow fever normally, unless you are traveling, that's when it's mandatory. But
when you go in, out,
now one guy's for, I think, 10 years. That's for 10 years.
The last one, you cook away, for life.
For life.
If not that, where we were going was an Islamic country, the Lord said, I should go. Come and go. When we were going to Sierra Leone.
I can't say
for life.
The last time I was going to Angola, it was 10 years. I think that my card is even there, a yellow card for the. You know, okay, most okay, I'll respond to your messages. Clearly, the whole thing is, as we've been saying in the course of this program and in previous weeks, I've been saying, it's time to grow our faith. It's time to grow and improve our work in the Lord. You see, the reason why we have to grow now, it's more difficult to grow when the difficult times come. You know, it's just like a student who hasn't learned and then the exam week, you take this book, let me read one page. Hey, okay, you become confused and disorganized and disoriented and eventually you can't even do anything
positive. Learn now and apply it.
This is the time to build our faith in the Lord. This is the time to grow our faith. Because you see, we are getting to that point where we have to make tough and hard decisions. You know, this afternoon, I was thinking about this thing. I mean, what do you do when they say that if you don't take it, you lose your employment?
Your job.
If you don't take it.
The money in the bank account
you can't
will
go
be
to
stuck
the
there.
You can go
you
to the
cannot
bank.
Go there. Get this.
You see, it's a gradual
your pension.
It's a system.
The pension you have stored there, they are going to take all of them, except you take them back. What will you do?
We should start realizing that the system we find ourselves in now in the world is going to be tightening gradually. You know, it's not going to be sudden overnight. No, it's a gradual. Even as I was saying earlier, when this vaccine comes, it's not going to be sudden immediately. Everybody, no, it's gentle. It's like optional. So people go and queue at the polyclinic, go and queue at maybe some centers, maybe the mall area or some churches, some places. It will look like a normal community thing.
More pop. There will be more
people. And then some will be playing two no. But then the system will start tightening. They give a deadline. By this time, if you don't take, you can't.